Welcome everyone to episode 13 of the Instructional Leadership Show. I'm your host, Justin Bader, and in this episode, I'm going to share with you the Achievement Science Daily Scorecard and Planner, which is a system for making sure that you get done as much as possible, even if a lot of what you're dealing with that day is non-task work. And I'll talk about what I mean by that in just a moment. But especially over the summer, you probably have a fair number of days that are busy, but you wouldn't consider a lot of what you're spending your time and energy on to be actual, you know, work-related tasks. And I find it a challenge, you know, and really requiring some intentionality to be productive, to get a lot done, and to feel like I'm making progress on those days when my traditional kind of typical work routines are a little bit disrupted. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And I hope the daily scorecard system is helpful to you. It should be very easy to implement, and I would love your feedback on that. So first of all, let's talk about this show in general. The Instructional Leadership Show exists to help you as a school leader confidently get into classrooms every day, have feedback conversations that change teacher practice, and identify your best opportunities for school improvement. And when it comes to the summer months, obviously you're not getting into classrooms, but you do want to gear up for the year, right? You do want to make good use of this summertime. Maybe you're reading a lot of books. Maybe you're doing some planning and getting some thinking in for the year. And we know it's time that we don't want to waste, but we also don't want to, just kind of half work and kind of waste time when we're with our families, when we could just be enjoying that time with our families. That's something I'm thinking about a lot since I will be taking a vacation this coming week, taking the family to Washington, D.C. And I'm excited about that. That's why we're pre-recording this episode. But I wanted to share this system with you for being productive even when you're out of the office, even on non-school days, and accounting for the very real work that you're doing, the work that matters, but that might not really count as tasks. And yet, on an ongoing basis, still, we want to push ourselves to be more productive, to get more done. And I think often we don't count that non-task work, right? When we're making a lot of big decisions, and we got a phone call today that we were having to think about a great deal and make some pretty heavy decisions, or at least anticipate making some pretty heavy decisions in our family. And that is real work, right? Doing that kind of emotional labor and decision making, I know for a lot of people, this comes in when it comes to dealing with aging parents, right? If you have parents who are in a nursing home, or maybe you're considering some options for helping your parents, maybe they need to move. There are a lot of things like that that a lot of educators deal with at a certain point in their lives that are real work. Like we have to acknowledge that heavy kind of emotional burden that you might bear for something within your family is real work. And often we don't allow ourselves to count that. So I wanted that to show up in some way without being an excuse. I wanted it to show up in the daily scorecard system. So I'll show you how that shows up in just a moment. And of course, over the summer and outside of school hours, if you have family, if you have other responsibilities, if you have volunteer work that you do, if you maybe you don't have kids, but you do have other ways that you contribute to your community that are, not day job tasks, but they are work that matters to you, we want to make sure that counts. And if you're sick, if you've been recuperating, I've had a cold the last couple of weeks, you want to count that work that you are doing to recover, and yet not use it as an excuse to not get anything done, right? And I think that's the big temptation for us, is that sometimes we feel like we're not at our best, so we feel like we can't do anything, and we know that's not really true either. So I hope that makes sense, that work deserves to be counted. So I was thinking back to a book that I read a number of years ago by Roy Baumeister, who is a psychology researcher, and John Tierney, who is a journalist, and they teamed up to write this book, Willpower: Rediscovering the Greatest Human Strength. And this is a very, very influential book in my life because it clued me in to this concept of mental energy. Right? We know intuitively what mental energy is. We know that it's a real thing, that some days we're just like emotionally exhausted, right? Something happens to you and you think, wow, that just really kind of wiped me out for the day. And we also know that there are things that energize us, right? Like if you're doing something that you're really passionate about, even if it's 11 o'clock at night, sometimes you can have a lot of energy around that. But there is actual research on this. And what Baumeister's research lab has figured out over the past couple of decades through some really ingenious experiments is that mental energy is a real thing. And they call it willpower, or they call the state of lacking that ego depletion. When you're exhausted, when you're drained of mental energy, they call that state ego depletion. And a number of things can impact that, right? If you have low blood sugar because you haven't eaten anything, that can cause ego depletion. And when you're in that ego depleted state, you don't make very good decisions. You take kind of mental shortcuts. And you've probably experienced this in your personal life, in your professional life. You know, this is the time of day or the time of the week when you say to your kids, you know, they ask you if they can watch a movie and you're like, fine, just go watch a movie, because you need a shortcut, right? You don't have the energy to do the better, harder thing. And that definitely impacts the quality of our work. In the book, and you can actually read about this in the New York Times, they had a great excerpt from the book that actually prompted me to buy it a couple years ago. They talk about judges making kind of not very good decisions about the cases that are in front of them. And they compared the facts of the case to the sentence that the judge gave out to various people, not based on any other characteristic, but based on the time of day that the sentencing occurred. And they found that if you were up for sentencing for a crime, all else being equal, you wanted to be sentenced right after the judge had had a break or a snack, and not when the judge had been kind of dealing with case after case and starting to get tired and needed a break. You wanted to be sentenced when the judge was fresh, because they were going to look at the facts and the extenuating circumstances and be more lenient. If that judge was exhausted and hungry and cranky, you were going to get a higher sentence, all else being equal. I thought that was really interesting, because that affects real people's lives, and it was something that they could measure over a large number of cases, because they could look at the, you know, the facts of the case and see all what went into that and how long the sentences were. So they identified a number of factors here, blood sugar, glucose, fatigue. This was the really interesting one to me, repeated decision-making. Even if the decisions that you're making are not very important, like which folder do I put this email in? Or what do I do with this piece of paper? Like little dumb decisions like that can contribute to ego depletion, because they're requiring you to use mental energy to make a decision. And that's independent of how important the decision is. Another big one is emotional regulation. So if you've been dealing with some kind of heavy personal things, that can impact your energy for the day. And my point here is that I think we need to count that non-task work that we're doing in our planning for the day, or else we're going to plan unrealistically for what we can get done, and we're going to discover that we don't have the energy that it takes. Like if you were going to do some big work project and you get bad news before that, you might want to reshuffle a little bit. You might want to plan, okay, maybe I can't do that big heavy-duty thinking project I was going to do. Maybe I can do something else instead. And then, of course, the last factor here is time of day. So I wanted to combine those insights from Willpower with some insights from another book that I read around the same time by Charles Duhigg, who is a journalist. This is just a tremendously popular and excellent book, The Power of Habit. And Duhigg has discovered that pretty much anything we do by habit, and Baumeister talks about this as well, anything we do by habit doesn't really drain our mental energy in the same way. And if you think about your routines, your habits, your life, so much of what you do on autopilot on a day-to-day basis, you really don't have to think about it, right? You literally do it on autopilot, and it doesn't drain you. Like, you don't wake up in the morning and brush your teeth and get dressed and think, oh man, all of that work getting dressed and brushing my teeth really has worn me out. No, like, it's just normal. It's just what you do. So anything that you do by habit doesn't contribute to that depletion. So I was thinking about, you know, how can we optimize what we're going to get done in the day through a planning process to maximize our opportunities to use that energy that we have, knowing that it is finite. Tina says she's reading that book right now. Excellent. Really, really terrific book. Now, the problem that I came away from the Willpower book with was I started to use it as an excuse, and I realized that I was doing this and not challenging myself. Like, I would say, okay, I have this, and this going on, and that is causing me to be ego depleted, so I don't think I can get anything else done today. And I realized I was kind of letting myself off the hook. So the Achievement Science Daily Scorecard that we're going to talk about today is designed to allow you to challenge yourself in a realistic way that accounts for that non-task work that you're doing without using it as an excuse. Because we want to get as much done as possible, right? We want to make the most of every day. And if you've read any books by Brian Tracy on goal setting or productivity, he has this concept called eat the frog, right? If you have some big, difficult thing that you need to do, don't delay, don't procrastinate, don't put it off. Ideally, first thing in the morning, get that big thing done. You know, the more intimidating it is, the less likely you are to do it if you put it off till the end of the day when you're in that ego-depleted state. So a lot of these ideas from different books kind of line up and are saying the same thing. And if something is going to require a lot of mental energy, do it first, right? If you know, I'm not going to get this, you know, this letter written, maybe you have to write a recommendation letter for someone. Maybe you're writing a cover letter for a job that you're applying for. Do that first. Eat that frog first thing in the day, and don't save it till you're in that exhausted, ego-depleted state. And be aware that the people in your life, especially in your personal life, will contribute to that ego-depleted state. So one of the things I'm going to do next week when I'm on vacation is whatever work I'm going to get done for the day, you know, and I always work a little bit on vacation, it's just part of my routine and I enjoy it. I know I'm going to do that before everybody else gets up, right? Before, you know, I'm making breakfast for people and we're, you know, we're getting onto our family activities for the day. My work is gonna happen before that when I'm in that fresh and not ego-depleted state. But I'm probably going to check a lot of my email late at night after everyone else is in bed, because that's kind of a lower energy task for me. I can follow up on things, make sure I get back to people, but it's not going to require that difficult thinking that my best work will. So part of this is just a scheduling issue. So what I wanted to share with you today is this 10-point system. And you can do this very simply. You can do this with a post-it note. You can, if you have another kind of planner that you use, any kind of journal, if you're a bullet journal person, any bullet journal people tuning in, let me know. And give yourself 10 points a day to achieve, right? You want to score 10 points a day with this system. And I've heard of other people having systems where maybe there's 100 points a day that they're kind of mentally allocating to different things. And I like the number 10 just because it's manageable, right? Like you can think about 10 points and it's not, you know, it's not overly precise. You know, you don't want to think about 1,000 points, but you can break down what you're going to do today into about 10 points. And the frog, right? The big task, the big difficult thing that you want to accomplish that's going to be demanding, you might give that several points. Like if you're going to write a cover letter for a job, you might say, this is a 4-point task today and I really need to get that done. If I get that done and not much else, you know, I'm pretty happy if I got that big thing done. So give several points to your most important tasks for the day. If you have some little tasks that you need to get done, you might give those a point. And if you have some non-task work, like if you are helping a family member out, if you're going to be spending half the day with your kids, if you are debating with your siblings what to do on behalf of your aging parents, you know, like give yourself some points for that. If you're going to be taking people to the doctor for part of the day, give yourself some points for that. Because if you don't acknowledge the impact that that work has, even though it's not time in the office on, you know, job-related tasks, if you don't account for it, you're going to get frustrated and you're going to feel like you weren't able to accomplish what you really wanted to for the day. So the closer we can get to realistic planning and realistic expectations and fully count all of the work that we're doing, whether it's task-related work or not, the better off we will be. Now, one of the insights that I want to bring in from Duhigg's book is that if something is fully automated in your way of operating, right? Like for me, I check email every single day. I clear my email inbox out every single day. I've been doing it for years and years and years. And there is zero chance, you can ask anybody who knows me, there is zero chance that I'm going to let a day pass without clearing out my email inbox. So I don't really need to give myself a point for that. Right? There is zero chance that I am not going to brush my teeth, right? I brush my teeth twice a day, every day, sometimes three times, and there is zero chance that that is not going to happen. So I don't need to allocate points to that. So I want to use my points for things that I need to hold myself accountable for, that I need a little bit of a push. And I mentioned earlier that the willpower book had led me to be a little bit lazy with myself and say, oh, well, this happened and that depleted my willpower, and that happened and that depleted my willpower. And I wasn't really pushing myself. So I want to encourage you to use this system to push yourself, to score those 10 points. And then if something is getting too easy for you, stop giving yourself a point for it and just say, okay, that's just something I'm going to do every single day. I don't need a point for it. I don't need to motivate myself. It's a habit now, so that you're constantly raising the bar on your productivity and constantly raising the bar on your ability to follow through on the things that matter to you. So I hope that is a helpful concept, and I would love to hear how you are using it. So give that a try. Give that 10-point system a try for yourself. And if you are a member of the Instructional Leadership Association, which is our main membership program at the Principal Center, you should have received an email either yesterday or today, or depending on when you're seeing this, pretty recently, with your July planner. And in the planner, you are going to see that daily scorecard system on the left-hand side of every page spread. And then on the right-hand side, you'll see a space to take notes and some other things. And there's also a spot for your schedule for the day. And I want to encourage you to use this planner, excuse me, even over the summer, even on Saturdays and Sundays, even on days when you're not doing any quote-unquote work, because you are doing work, right? You are doing mental work, you are doing caring work, you are spending time with your family, you are doing work around the house. And the more intentional you can be about that and just develop that discipline in all areas of your life to really think about what you want to get done and what impact you want to have and what you're going to allocate your points to, your mental energy for the day. You know, that's what those points really are, is they are your mental energy. And the day will pass one way or another, right? You're going to spend the day doing something. You're going to spend the day's mental energy on something. But if we're not careful, something, I don't know if this happens to you, but if I'm not careful, I can very easily spend my mental energy getting mad about stuff I read in the news, right? Like, it's very easy to use that mental energy for the wrong things that don't impact my life or anybody I care about, just getting, you know, mad about stuff on the internet and you know, fired up about things that are happening in the world. I want to devote my mental energy to things that are going to make a difference. So use that system. Let me know if that helps. If you are a member of the Instructional Leadership Association, again, you should have that in your email, or you can go to dashboard.principalcenter.com. And if you're signed in, that will take you to the resources. You can see the resources section, and you should be able to download that planner. If you are not a member, we do have registration open right now, and you can go to principalcenter.com/join. And right now, as of when we're recording this, you can still get our founder's rate on the association. We have not raised prices on the Instructional Leadership Association since 2015 when we started it. And so you still have a few more days to get in at our original rate of $19 a month. And that will be going up dramatically as of Monday. So not Monday the, Monday the, this is our episode for the 17th. So the following Monday, it will be going up quite a bit. So if you're not a member, go to principalcenter.com/join. You can read a little bit about that. And what you get as a member is our archives of this show, the Instructional Leadership Show, the Ascend Live Show that we typically do on Sunday nights. We're going to be taking a break this week because of my trip. But we will be back shortly with Ascend Live, our show on the Ed Leadership Job Search. You also get access to our member courses and webinars and lots of good stuff. But one of the big things is the planner, and we update that every month to help you get into classrooms during the school year. But as we've said today, to help you be productive during the summer as well. So thank you to all of our members who are tuning in. Great to see you here. And thanks for being part of what we do at the Principal Center. Again, if you'd like to learn more about the Instructional Leadership Association, go to principalcenter.com/join. And excuse me, if you are a member, go to dashboard.principalcenter.com, check your email for your login, and you will find the planner there. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Justin Bader, and I will see you soon. Take care.